Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, rock star. Sam Crowley back with a bonus podcast today. We got a two podcast day today because I had to get this message out. And I stopped recording the previous podcast and I'm uploading it to iTunes and I get another email from somebody saying, Sam, I don't know. I hear you say, launch a movement. How do I do it? I don't even know how to do it. It's so hard. It's not hard. Let me break it down. Okay. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's very simple. The steps are very simple. Okay. Let me illustrate it through the eyes of what I do, okay? A, this is step number one. It's probably only three steps, okay? Step number one, find a hungry market. Find a hungry market. It's not hard to do. If you're in weight loss, my God, these people are everywhere. We're coming up. It's November of 2018 at the time of this recording. Do you think people want to start losing weight in November? Yes. The answer is yes. I'll answer that for you. GNC spends 80% of their advertising budget between November and February. Why? Because you know why. I didn't go into that. I mean, New Year's resolutions, gaining weight, end of the year, want a new me, all of that good stuff. Okay. So find a hungry market. For me, that hungry market is people who want to launch a movement and they have to have money. Okay. Don't market to broke people. That sounds stupid, right? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Sam, I wouldn't market to people. Well, yes, you would. Because when you first get started, you want to save the world. You want to help everybody. And that's bad. That's bad. Oh, my God. This guy's a Christian? No. Charity is completely different. Your time, donating your time and donating your money, that's completely separate from running a business. But people get those two confused. They intertwine them all the time. You know how I know? Because I did it. When I first got started, people are like, hey, Sam, can you coach me? I'll pay you when I – and this, I fell for it. You're going to fall for it. We all fall for it because – why? Because you're a good person, and good people get taken advantage of all the time. But smart people only get taken advantage of one time, okay? I remember it had to have been 12, 13 years ago. Sam, you coach me, and when I have success, I'm going to be your best testimonial. Have you ever got that? If you haven't, you haven't been in marketing long enough. Hey, let me give you your product. Let me try it. And when it works for me, I'm going to be your best testimonial. Like, I will literally shoot videos for you saying how great you are. Yeah, that never happens. That happens, let me see, 0% of the time. Why? Because these people who are in the position they're in are there for a reason. It's because the habits that they've created. You giving them free anything isn't going to help them. Now, when you do and you need to donate to charity, whether that's your church, I'm not even going to tell you where to donate because that's personal to you. You know, that might be your church. That might be the United Way. That might be a spousal abuse center. Might be a burn center. Might be Children's Hospital. Wherever you want to donate your time. And if part of that donating time is creating a free weekly or monthly training for budding entrepreneurs or people that want to take advantage of using your products and services for free, that's different. That's not your business. So step number one, find a hungry market with money. All right, so I market to people who want to launch a movement. They have the money to get started. And then the next step, they have to find out, what do they want? What do they want? So let's say they want more cash. Let's say your goal is to find successful businesses who want more cash. Okay, that would be your second step. First step, find the hungry market. Second step, find out what they want. For me, they want their movement built for them, and they want to be held accountable, and they want the cheat codes. That's it. They want the cheat codes. What are cheat codes? Well, cheat codes, if you have kids, My kids like Nintendo. What's the big thing now? Fortnite on Xbox. They get on the internet and they find the cheat codes. So back in the day when we used to have Atari, you know, we would literally have to play Asteroids until our eyes were bleeding because we didn't have cheat codes. You just had to figure out how to get to 100,000, 200,000, a million. Space Invaders, remember that? On a little 13-inch black and white TV. Yeah, okay. I'm a little dating myself a little bit. Those were what we played, okay, back in the day. Now that we have the internet, kids get on the internet and they type in cheat codes so they can get to different levels faster. That's what I offer. I offer the cheat codes to entrepreneurship. I offer the cheat codes to building your funnel. You get there faster. You can try it on your own. You'll get there. It'll take you 100 times faster or 100 times longer. And so that's what step two for me is, find out what they want. They want to get there faster. I teach people how to create a podcast. Of course you can Google how to podcast. Of course. Do you want to watch YouTube videos for 3 weeks and then get sidetracked and not do it and then have to get frustrated when iTunes doesn't accept your podcast that you submitted because you didn't have the cover art, you didn't have the episodes, you didn't have the title, you didn't have the categories, all that stuff that you need to have done? No. You want it done? You want it done right way. You can get it. Cheat codes. That's what I offer. Step three, give it to them. That's it. Three steps. Find the hungry market with money that can pay you. Step two, find out what they want. Step three, give it to them. In my business, that's what it looks like. People that want to launch a movement, they have the money to get started. They want the cheat codes. I give them the cheat codes, build the funnel for them. They're off and running, and they are incredibly happy. That's it, guys. Don't make it complicated, all right? Don't make it complicated. If you want me to work with you, I'm happy to do it. I'm happy. You know how to get a hold of me. I say it all the time on the podcast. When you're ready to get started, just go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Hit the apply now button. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And then I'll let you know if we're a good fit. And let me tell you something. It's not always the case. And that's what you need to be prepared to do as well. Don't take every single client. You know why? Because every single client, just think about that. It's not even mathematically possible for you to help every single person. Why would it be different on the internet? Why would it be different in your coaching, your consulting business, or your product? So you can't help everybody. Pick the person who's going to be the best chance, not a guarantee, the best chance at a success. So not only you can feel good about helping them, they win, and they give you a glowing testimonial because that's how you build a business. All right? I wanted to share that with you today because I literally just saw another email come in from somebody who wanted to launch their movement online. Sam, I didn't, blah, 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 blah. That's great. I'll get back to them. I'll send them the same place, samcrowleycoaching.com. But I wanted to let you know those are the three steps. Use them, have fun with the process, and don't deviate. Like I say, there's a place for donation and time and all that, but don't deviate from that plan because then you'll just get frustrated. Stick with the plan. All right, see you back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.